I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, May 26th. Quincy Water Department crews were trying to track down a water main break on Howe's Neck this morning. Police say they received multiple calls from people complaining that they had no water or low water pressure in the Howe's Neck area. Crews were still trying to pinpoint the location of that break. The Quincy City Council Finance Committee tonight will begin discussing a proposal from Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch to bond the $475 million the city owes in pension obligations. Koch says the 30-year bond now at historically low interest rates will save the city millions of dollars in the future. He says the city sees an increase of at least $4 million per year in pension costs. And that's expected to rise as the state requires the pensions to be fully funded by the year 2037. Koch admits that will likely be extended. However, he says creating a fixed payment now will allow for better budgeting and millions of dollars in savings. Koch's $346.6 million budget proposal for the next fiscal year does include the pension bond. He says the budget will have to be reworked if the bond proposal fails. The committee will meet remotely tonight at 7:30. The meeting will be live on QATV Channel 9 and streamed on QATV.org. There will be no Memorial Day parade in Quincy this year. However, there will be a ceremony that's open to the public. Quincy Veterans Services Director George Nicholson says a ceremony will be held Monday at 10:30 at the World War II Monument at Mount Wollaston Cemetery. Nicholson says there will be no guest speaker. However, he will make some comments, and veterans groups in the city will participate. American flags will be placed at the graves of all veterans at that cemetery this week. Nicholson says in the event of rain, Monday's ceremony will take place in the auditorium at Quincy High School. He says although coronavirus restrictions are being lifted in Massachusetts on Saturday, it was too late to try and organize a parade for Monday. The parade was canceled last year as well due to the pandemic. 17 Quincy residents had pulled papers to seek office in this fall's municipal election as of Tuesday, including a pair of challengers seeking to run for at-large spots on the city council. The two challengers seeking the at-large spots are John Rodefell and William Burke. Burke and Rodefell both pulled papers to run for a councilor at-large in the 2019 city election, but neither returned them. Rodefell ran unsuccessfully for Ward 5 in 2017 and ran for school committee twice before that. Burke ran unsuccessfully for state representative in 2018 and had a run for Congress 2 years earlier. There are three at-large spots on the council. Incumbent Noel DeBona has taken out papers to run for re-election. The other two incumbents, Nina Liang and Ann Mahoney, had not taken papers out as of yesterday. Another council race is looming in Ward 2, where three candidates have taken out papers, incumbent Anthony Andronico, challenger Steve Pertios, and Georgette Theophilus. Andronico was appointed to that seat in January following the resignation of councilor Brad Crowell. Pertios ran for the seat in 2011. Four other incumbent councilors have taken out papers, Dave McCarthy, Ian Kane, Charles Phelan, and Bill Harris. Ward 4 councilor Brian Pamucci had not taken out papers as of yesterday. All three incumbent school committee members whose seats are up for re-election have taken out papers, Doug Guttrow, Emily Lebo, and Courtney Pertios. And there are four challengers for school committee, Ellen Patterson O'Donnell, John McDonald, Liberty Schaff, and Liz Speakman. Governor Baker filing a bill to extend some measures that are set to expire June 15th, when the COVID-19 state of emergency ends in Massachusetts. One of his proposals would give cities and towns the authority to extend special permits for restaurants that want to offer outdoor dining through November 29th. Unless there's an extension, special permits will expire in August, 60 days after the end of the state of emergency. Another part of the legislation would continue billing protections for coronavirus patients until January 1st, 2022. The current executive order prevents medical providers from billing patients for COVID-related emergency and inpatient services for charges above those paid by their insurance. Baker's bill would also allow the temporary suspension of certain open meeting law requirements to continue. That would allow public meetings to continue remotely if they want until September 1st. Most restrictions in Massachusetts will end this Saturday. Bay State Republican senators are behind a proposal to give $1,200 to jobless residents who land a new position and leave unemployment benefits over the next 3 months. State Senator Ryan Fatman of Webster submitted the amendment, one of 293 in total, to the $47.6 billion Senate budget for the coming fiscal year, after hearing about employers' struggles to attract employees. Since the beginning of the financial blow brought on by COVID-19, the federal government has provided additional weekly unemployment assistance, first at an extra $600 and later $300. Fatman said the time has come to end the additional supports that, quote, made a lot of sense at the height of the pandemic. The sign-on bonus of up to $1,200 offered under Fatman's budget amendment is aimed at incentivizing getting residents back to work and having them stay in those jobs. Workers would receive $400 for getting a job by September 4th, and another $400 after providing proof of employment 6 months later. The final $400 would come a year after securing a job. The proposal would be funded by some of the $5.3 billion in COVID-19 federal aid that Massachusetts is receiving. Speaker of the House is under some scrutiny for a joke he made during a colleague's campaign event. Ron Mariano of Quincy endorsed fellow state representative John Santiago for mayor of Boston in the South End yesterday morning, but it is a comment Mariano made after he endorsed Santiago that's drawing much more attention. Santiago sarcastically thanked Mariano for making the trip all the way to the South End, and a microphone picked up Mariano's response, quote, afraid my car's going to get stolen, end quote. After the event, Mariano issued a statement of apology in which he claimed he was making a joke about when his car was stolen in the South End years ago. Santiago, who lives in the South End, expressed his concerns about the remark to Mariano after the campaign event, but accepted his apology. John Barrows, who's also running for Boston mayor, is calling on Santiago to reject Mariano's endorsement. Santiago says that's not going to happen. Mariano, a Quincy Democrat, was elected to replace longtime House Speaker Robert DeLeo on December 30th of last year. Santiago is one of six major candidates who have entered the 2021 Boston mayoral race. A second COVID-19 vaccine may soon become available for teenagers. Cambridge-based Moderna announced yesterday that a study of its vaccine in over 3,700 participants from ages 12 through 17 successfully prevented all cases of the virus. The company said it plans to present the results of the study to health regulators around the world in early June. The company added that the vaccine was generally well tolerated with a safety and tolerability profile generally consistent with the results of the previous studies in adults. Moderna's vaccine was authorized for use in individuals over 18 on December 18th of last year. At this point, Pfizer's vaccine is the only one approved for use in adolescents in the U.S. It was also found to be 100% effective in adolescents. While children are far less likely than adults to get seriously sick from COVID-19, they represent about 14% of the nation's coronavirus cases. At least 316 have died in the U.S. alone. Both Pfizer and Moderna have begun testing in even younger children, from age 11 down to 6-month-old babies. The testing is more complex. Teens get the same dose as adults, but researchers are testing smaller doses in younger children. Experts hope to see some results in the fall. Well, rallies were held in Massachusetts and in cities across the country yesterday in memory of George Floyd, who was killed by police in Minneapolis a year ago. Among the events was the March for George and Justice rally, which started in Milton. The event began when a crowd gathered at Parkway Methodist Church on Blue Hills Parkway in Milton. Protesters marched 1.2 miles from Milton to Mattapan, carrying signs and walking in solidarity to Walker Park, where they held a rally. When the group arrived at Walker Park, they took a knee for 9 minutes and 29 seconds, signifying how long former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin had his knee on Floyd's neck. The fate of the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, which passed the House in March, is now in the hands of the Senate. Massachusetts State Auditor Suzanne Bump announcing she will not seek re-election to a fourth term next year. Bump first took office in 2011 and was the first woman to hold that position, one of the state's six constitutional offices. Before becoming auditor, she was a four-term state representative and former Governor Deval Patrick's Secretary of Labor and Workforce Development. Bump also served as a Braintree selectman. The Democrat said in her announcement posted on the agency website she does not plan to run for another office. The job of the auditor is to ensure accountability, transparency, and trust in state government. During her tenure, her office found that dead people had received millions in welfare benefits, the state had lost track of 1,800 registered sex offenders, and that the Department of Children and Families had failed to report rapes, abuse, and other alleged crimes committed against children in state care. Her office has uncovered more than $1.3 billion worth of inefficiencies, misspending, and fraud in state government, according to her profile. Well, the Marshfield Fair will welcome guests back this summer after the COVID-19 pandemic forced the cancellation of last year's event. The town's board of directors has voted to approve the fair's return in August. The fair will run from August 20th through the 29th. Fair organizers say more information will be shared at a later date. And the Falmouth Road Race, one of the biggest races of the summer, will return Sunday, August 15th, with a field of 8,000 runners. Last year's 7-mile race was canceled because of the pandemic. Anybody who signed up during the initial registration will be guaranteed a spot in the race. You can also sign up to run for one of 164 charities. There will still be a virtual option where people can sign up and run the 7 miles in their own neighborhoods between August 7th and 14th. Check out business news this morning. Stocks retreated yesterday. The Dow was down 81. The NASDAQ dropped 4. The S&P fell 8. Asian stocks are higher. So was the euro. The dollar fell. Oil at just under $66 a barrel. In sports, the Nets beat the Celtics 130-108. Brooklyn last night take a 2-0 lead. And that series, Game 3, will be Friday night at 8:30 in Boston. The Braves beat the Red Sox 3-1. The series continues tonight at 7:10 at Fenway. The National Weather Service forecast for today, partly sunny, warm and humid, with some afternoon and evening thunderstorms, high 90 degrees. For tonight, the storms will come to an end. Lows drop to the upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. High of 81. Scattered showers Friday, much cooler. High 61. And some showers around Saturday, with highs only in the upper 50s. For the boater, waves a couple of feet. A busy southwest wind at 25 knots. And high tide right before noon. Sunrise at 5:13. Set at 8:09. So again, hazy, warm, and humid with afternoon and evening thunderstorms and high 90 degrees. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, May 26th.